Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me and having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney. John is the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business, folks. This is a book that you can read in one sitting because it's condensed, netted out, cut to the chase. It's a John Deaney kind of a document that, no fluff. You don't need fluff. You need straight talk. You need tough love. This book has got that for you. John, tell us how they can find it, how we can find you.
My website is at tabsanantonio.com.
tabsanantonio.com.
If you want my straight from the shoulder stuff, my blog is Awake at 2 o'clock with the number 2, and every small business owner appreciates
.com.
That title. .com.
Yeah, right. we know that. Usually for me it was 3, but that's okay.
And the book is available at all normal places. You know, it's Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and you can order it from your local bookstore if they don't carry it. Out in the world.
D-I-N-I. John Deaney is the name. So check all those things out, folks. The reason it was 3 for me, John, was because I couldn't go to sleep. I'd lay awake till midnight. Then I'd wake back up. What was it? Somebody said about a small business owner. Said, how you doing these days? He said, I'm sleeping like a baby. You know, I wake up every hour and cry.
Right.
Hey, okay, let's get back into what it takes to sell a business. Who can we turn to, John? If people are listening right now thinking, okay, I think I understand this thing now. These guys are making some sense. So I want to sell my business, but I'm not ready to right now. I don't know if I'm going to sell it in 2 years. I don't know if I'm going to sell it in 5 years or whenever, but I don't want to be a dummy about what my business is supposed to look like. Who do we turn to? Where do we go for this kind of, for someone to help get them set up on something like this? A local consultant, a CPA, somebody like, a business broker? Who do we do?
They're all of service. Business brokers typically don't want to work that far out. They want businesses that are ready.
They want a commission this year, don't they?
Right. They need to eat, too. There are consultants. There are exit planners. There are certified exit planners.
Why don't more CPAs do that? Is it because they don't like working in the future, they only like working in the past?
Boy, you hit it on the head. CPAs are trained to analyze what has happened over.
They're historians, aren't they?
Yeah, and not all, but some of them have a very difficult time projecting what should happen in the future.
God bless them for the work that they do, but in the future is not where they like to live.
That's true.
I worry that a lot of people keep waiting on their CPAs to give them that kind of help, and they're just not. I don't think they're going to get it most of the time. I had a CPA explain that to me once, John. He said the problem is in the future. Of course, as you know, John, all projections are wrong. And
right.
and this guy said, if things work out great, I don't get any extra for that or get credit for it. If things work out bad, if the projection goes the wrong way, then I get the blame for it.
Yep, that's true. And CPAs tend to be risk averse. The other thing is, if you ask your CPA to help you, they frequently focus only on tax planning.
Yeah.
I have a business owner now that's trying to sell his business, and he has 9 different entities. Now, for tax purposes, and this is a $3 million business, for tax purposes, that may have been terrific. But now that he's trying to straighten out where the assets are and what is available and get it all in one place where a buyer can buy it, he's losing his mind. It'll
yeah.
take him another year or two to get that mm-hmm. unwound.
So where do we go? Is there a consulting angle that we need to be looking for?
There are exit planners. There are 2 organizations that certify exit planners. That's becoming a more and more popular as the boomers look to leave their
mm-hmm.
business.
Mm-hmm.
The certification that I just took, 120 hours in exit planning, is a team approach. I mean, you need to sit.
So you're now a certified exit planner.
Yes.
Okay. Good. I didn't know that.
And what we're trained to do is sit with the estate planning attorney, with the business attorney, with the CPA, with the financial planner, or money manager.
But maybe in the early days, just with the owner.
Well, we're the defender of the owner's objectives. First, we sit with the owner and decide what he wants. And then we bring everybody together to make sure that you don't have a life insurance policy that does nothing for the
company. So the exit planner is sort of like a quarterback.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, an exit planner can be any one of those people, but we all acknowledge, we all subscribe to the philosophy that we need the others at the table. Mm-hmm. Any one of us can't.
Where do we find all these guys? Is there an outlet? Is there a portal?
If you look up exit planning.
Exit planners. Contact John Deeney at tabboardsanantonio.com. He can help you. Can you find somebody in their area, John? Or you maybe you work outside of San Antonio too, don't you? So
with exit planning, I do.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay,
thanks. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.